The news in brief. Egyptian military forces have clashed with anti-junta protesters in Cairo for the fourth day in a row. At least 14 people have been killed and hundreds injured since the clashes began on Friday. The demonstrators want the ruling junta to immediately hand over power to a civilian government. Syria has signed an agreement proposed by the Arab League to let the bloc's observers in the country. Foreign Minister Walid al-Mu'allim signed the deal in Cairo after the Arab League accepted amendments demanded by Damascus. Mu'allim pledged Syria's full cooperation with Arab observers. North Koreans are mourning the death of the country's leader, Kim Jong-il. North Korea's state TV announced Kim's death from a heart attack at the age of 69. It named the late leader's son, Kim Jong-un, as, quote, the great successor. Iran's parliament speaker Ali Larijani has offered condolences to the parliament of North Korea over the death of the country's leader, Kim Jong-il. In a message to his Korean counterpart, Larijani expressed sympathy with the government and nation of North Korea. Moroccans have held mass rallies across the country calling for deep political and social reforms. Activists want social freedom and swift action against corruption and nepotism. Similar demonstrations have been held on a weekly basis since earlier this year. Mass burial sites have been set up in the Philippines to decompose bodies of flood victims. This after tropical storm Washi swept away entire coastal villages in southern regions. The Red Cross says more than 700 people have been killed and hundreds more are listed as missing. Italian civil servants have staged a strike over the government's austerity plan. The walkout was called by Italy's three main labor unions. They say the austerity plan should be changed radically so that it targets the very wealthy and not workers and pensioners. And human rights organizations say European countries have covered up their involvement in the CIA's covert rendition flights. The London-based Reprieve and the Madrid-based Access Info Europe group accuse the majority of the countries of refusing to release flight traffic data that could show the paths of the flights.